This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I wonder if you have thought yet today about how much God has done for you already today. Maybe you think, well, I haven't been up very long and I don't know that he's done much for me. But when you think about it, he's given you another day of life. He's kept your heart beating all evening. You're still breathing. You're still in this world. Your life still has potential. No matter what you're facing, there is hope for you in this life. How can I say that? Because I know God, and God is involved in your life. Even right now, you're listening to this radio spot that's focusing your mind on what God is saying to you. This is God's voice speaking to you as we go to the Bible now and wanting to give you some insight for the way forward. We're talking all this week about guidance and how to find God's will in our lives as we go forward. And I want to take you today to little verse in Mark chapter 11 in the Bible, when Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you." Well, clearly Jesus wants us to come to God in faith, to believe that God is capable and willing to provide what we need, and that includes the guidance we need to move forward in life. You know, as the creator of this universe, the one who started life itself, even on the physical level, and then who sustains it, the one who keeps us going, can we doubt that God could do what we need in life, that God can lead us and guide us and make the way forward for us? What's more, he loves us. We know that because he died on the cross for us. And if he loves us that much, is he going to deny us the things that are for our good? We already know he's done the greatest thing possible for us. So why would we doubt that he would do a far lesser thing for us? The fact is, God wants to be involved in your life. He wants to be active in your life every single day of your life. Now, when God is active in your life, it doesn't mean your life is smooth. It doesn't mean that he makes everything easy, but he's in your life in the middle of whatever is easy, whatever is hard, whatever is joyful, whatever is sorrowful. There is always the hope, God is with me. He is here. He loves me. He wants to help me. And not only that, but he wants to guide me. He wants to help me know the way forward. He wants to help me move into his plan for my life. Now, sometimes we think guidance means, well, I can get God to help me with my plans for my life. But that's not how God works. He waits for us to come to him and say, "Okay, God, I'm putting you first." Do you remember those famous verses out of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6? "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." Well, "in all your ways acknowledge him" doesn't sound like you're putting yourself at the center, does it? And wanting God to bless you. No, it sounds like you're saying, "God, I want to be where you want me to be. I want you in the center of my life." And God so honors and responds to the person who puts him at the center of their lives. He then leads that person. He directs their paths. And you know, sometimes you don't have a conscious sense of God's direction. You might be saying, "God, lead me, God, lead me." And you're waiting and you're hitting the deadline. Time's running out. You don't have some special sense of direction. But here's the confidence you can have. Even when I don't sense some special guidance, God is still directing my paths through my decisions, through the influences of others, through the circumstances that come. God is putting me exactly where he wants me when I put him in the center of my life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.